Sabetha Locker Room Chat continuing here tonight, KNCA 103.9 FM. It's brought to you by C&K Service, Garrett Country Mart, and Sailor Insurance. Joined now by Blue Jays head coach, that is Scott Berger. Coach, we appreciate the time as always, and team out to a great start, and that continued in the 2023 portion of the schedule. Came out of the holiday break, 2 games and 2 wins. You beat Holton last week, 72-57, and then going on the road, beating Hiawatha on Tuesday this week, 54-24. Just how nice was it to come out of the lengthy break and see your team kind of pick up where they left off?
Christmas break was good for us, and I think any coach in the league would say it's a time to look at where you're at and where you need to improve. And we really felt strongly that we weren't a good defensive team yet. We were okay, but okay, it just isn't good enough. And also we felt like we just have not been patient on the offensive end. And so we really worked hard on that. And I'm real proud of our guys. We've just really made improvement in both areas. And so, and I think that reflected in both of our games. I thought our defensive effort, I know we gave up 57 against Holton, but 24 of them were in the last quarter. And I felt like that game plus last night, you know, our kids have really bought in on the defensive end. So, yeah, it was a good break for us, and hopefully we can continue that at Friday as Perry's going to be a really good team.
Yeah, Perry is a very good team, and they're actually coming off a loss to Holton as well this past Tuesday, but we'll dive into that momentarily. But I guess more specifically from the Hiawatha game on Tuesday night, again, the defensive effort was there, but what'd you like offensively?
Just once again, we're being more patient. It was good because Hiawatha played a mainly zone the whole game against us, and we hadn't seen that. And so that allowed us to work on something that we haven't faced all year. And, you know, and it also it gives us something that we need to work on here in the next couple of weeks, because I think we'll see more zone as the year goes along. So that was good for us there. We also tried some different things defensively that we haven't maybe used the first part of the year. So that was good for us. But our defensive effort was maybe the best all year. I thought our kids really buckled down, and I thought they did a good job of communicating on that end. And so I was just real pleased. Anytime you can hold a team to 24 points, it's a good night.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And you go to Perry on Friday, and you know, this is a cause team that is coming off a loss to Holton. That was a 56-52 final from Tuesday night. But, you know, outside of your squad right now, Holton and Perry seem to be the next two teams up atop the Big 7. Holton able to get them this first time around on Tuesday by 4, but Perry's long, they're athletic, they got good guard play, some of the better players in the league. What stands out and jumps off the page about this Perry-Lecompton team?
I think you said everything that needs to be said. They've got two of the better players in the league, and they're very good on the offensive end. You know, they're skilled, they can shoot, and if they get hot, they're going to be really hard to stop. And so we realize that where we're at, and hopefully, you know, we can contain not only them two guys, but, you know, they've got other players on their team, too, that can step. And so we're really excited about that game. I think it'll be a good test for us being down at Perry. That's playing on the road is always more difficult. So, yeah, it should be a good game, and we're ready for the challenge.
Finally, Coach, just a couple keys. What's it going to take to keep the run going and getting a win on the road at Perry on Friday?
You know, like we tell our kids, we can control the defensive end. We can control rebounding. You know, there's going to be nights where maybe you don't shoot well. There's going to be nights where the other team maybe gets really hot. And but if you play defense and you rebound, you should be in every game. And that's all we can ask for our kids. And they bought into that thought and idea. And, you know, if we do that, I'll be happy. And if we continue to improve, you know, there's the league is so good as far as competition wise that it's, you know, you're going to face those teams that are going to give you, you know, challenges and runs and may beat you. But that's just part of basketball.
Good stuff as always. Sabetha Boys basketball coach Scott Berger joining us. The undefeated Blue Jays back to it. Tough one coming up on Friday. They'll be at Perry-Lecompton. Games on KNZA 103.9. Also on the Sabetha channel at mscsports.net. Coach, we appreciate it very much. We'll see you on Friday.
Hey, thanks, Brandon.